All You Need to Know is brought to you by no one. No one at all.
Welcome to All You Need to Know, the show where you hear about everything and learn about nothing. Here are your hosts, Quinn Eaton
and Isaac Bayer.
Welcome to this episode of All You Need to Know. My name is Quinn Eaton. With me today, Isaac Bayer. Isaac, how's it going?
You got no business being that energetic on a day like today.
I'll tone it down. How about that? I will tone it down. You know what? Actually, I won't, because I'm just so excited that we're finally here in the middle of March. March Madness is upon us, and I'm excited. This is one of my favorite times of the year. I know that you might not be as much into it, but for sports fans that love television at 11 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't get any better than this. The March Madness means that you can lose $15 by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And if that doesn't say, let's have a good time, I don't know what does, you know?
I think if you're watching TV at 11 o'clock on a weekday, it's either you working your job or unemployed.
No. Everybody in America, probably outside of the United States as well, is tuned in through their computer, through their phone, watching these games secretly. I know that this is probably the most popular time of the year to have a Google Sheets or a Microsoft Excel file pulled up, ready to pull out from underneath the tabs and up onto your screen to cover up the college basketball game that you're watching. I think that that is something that's happening a lot in the American workplace for these next couple of weeks as basketball.
You might have an addiction.
It's not just me. If I do, it's not just me, which makes me feel better. That's part of, you know, being in a support group, right? Even though you're all struggling with something, you're going through it together. And so I will gladly go through March Madness together with all of my fellow college basketball fans. And I don't know, it's just this time of the year brings people in to college basketball. There are going to be some people that are watching college basketball for the very first time. And the season started, you know, way back in the fall. So you might not be one of those people, Isaac, but you should be able to bring some different expertise as we're going through this how-to episode of All You Need to Know. I'm excited. We sometimes do these, and these seem to help people, don't they?
I have never watched a game of March Madness before.
Okay. So with that being said, take that information that Isaac just told everyone that is listening with a grain of salt. I don't think it should matter, because as a lot of people know, you don't always have to be knowledgeable on this stuff to do well at what we're talking about today. This is episode 306, How to Fill Out Your March Madness Bracket. It's the most wonderful time.
Stop that. Stop that. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I think it is.
Step one to filling out a bracket, get a bracket. Step two, you write names in the bracket.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. This has been...
quick episode. No, this is genuinely... I know that some people view the most wonderful time of the year as Christmas, but for me... this time of the year, mid-March, is what I strive for. What I have to make sure that I, you know, oh, I can't wait. I count down the days until we're here at Selection Sunday. And then, you know, you've got some games going on the Tuesday and Wednesday, but then the tournament really starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That first weekend is electric. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And we'll put it up on the poll, see if people disagree. But I think the first weekend of March Madness, and really just March Madness as a whole, is actually the most wonderful time of the year. Now, I might be biased because I understand that you aren't necessarily tuned in, even though probably the university you attend has been in the tournament before. I don't think they're in it this year, but
doubt it. They have been.
Right. But that's part of it, is you hope that your team, you know, if you went to university, college, you hope that your team makes the tournament. That way you can root for them, whether they be a Cinderella or a team that's supposed to go on and win a national championship, things like that.
I root for whatever causes the least amount of traffic going down into town.
Okay. So you would, which I don't think there's never probably been a game hosted in Wyoming for the NCAA tournament. I don't know, don't hold me to that, but I think you're in luck because this time of the year it's all neutral site games, and of course the Final Four is played in a specific city each year. But I want to preface all of this before we get into the how-to part by saying that long-time All You Need to Know listeners might be saying, I feel like they've talked about March Madness before. You would be correct in saying so because we did do an episode solely dedicated to March Madness way back in episode 17. Okay, so you got us there, but we're not talking about March Madness as a whole, even though that's what I've kind of done here for the past couple of minutes. We're talking about how to fill out the March Madness bracket. We've also done, Isaac, if you remember, All You Need to Know's Bracket Madness, I believe. It was a bracket of, I think, 64, 68 random things that all came down to
Remember that.
one winner, which was actually a lot of fun. And I think that's a video on YouTube. If you go to All You Need to Know's YouTube page,
A rare video.
it's just littered with great videos
Yeah.
on there.
Shouts out to Thad Buchanan, by the way,
Yeah,
and his
played Wimmer
videos.
Golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
That's all
on.
I had to say. I just said shouts out
He
for
was
that.
on. He filled in last week
Yeah.
as a co-host, and he did a good job. And I made sure to plug Late Bloomer Golf. It is a wildly successful series that is being posted underneath the All You Need to Know brand. So yes, shout out to Thad. But we're not talking about Thad today. We're talking about March Madness brackets and how to fill them out. So this time of the year, Isaac, you might not be in this grouping, but a lot of people are being sent links. They're being said, "Hey, join my group. Let's see if
You sent
my
me a link.
bracket." Do what?
Don't say lots of people. Say you sent me a link. I received a link from you in
To
a group
play
chat.
March Madness, the
Yeah.
brackets. Yes. So maybe I sent one to you and you were in a group message that was invited to do a March Madness bracket, and I don't think you are going to do one. Maybe you can use your selections if we're able to kind of get to something at the very end of the episode that I'm looking forward to. You can take those and see how your selections do. But that's the part of it is you try to pick. It's 68 teams, I believe. Yes, 68 teams that start the March Madness that get into the tournament, and then there's bubble teams and all the stuff that barely miss. The first four out, next four out. I'm sure you're familiar with those terms. But you have
Yeah.
68 teams that are all battling to in a huge bracket to try to become the national champion. And it's a yearly event. Of course, it didn't happen that one year when everything was going on, in the world where everything kind of stopped and shut down, which was a tragedy, if you ask me. But the bracket, the fun part about it is you yourself get to see, hey, I wonder if I can get, most of these games right. I wonder if I can pick and choose games and be able to pick a perfect bracket. I don't know if there's ever been a perfect bracket chosen. So maybe this is the year. Who knows? It's always fun to see how you can do. And then you get into groups with other people and you're competing against each other. Oh, I got my bracket's 85% correct. Yours is 75% correct. I win $50. Like maybe you put money on it, maybe you don't. But it's just a fun time to keep track of all these games that are happening around the clock, it seems, for the next couple of weeks. But sometimes, Isaac, people don't know how to go about filling out their bracket. And so that's why we're here. I'm going to give a couple of motivations, suggestions for filling out a bracket. Isaac's going to do the same thing from a perspective of someone who doesn't watch as much sports. So both should be helpful because, as a lot of people know, sometimes the less you know, the better whenever it's filling out a bracket. But you don't know much about brackets. You've never filled out a bracket. Is that correct?
I don't even know what a bracket is.
Okay.
I know the basic structure of it and how it works.
All right. And that's really all you need to know. And I didn't mean to plug our podcast there, but that's a perfect transition to move right into our suggestions to help people fill out brackets. My first one that I'm going to go with is don't get hung up on the seeding. Okay. You see all these different one seeds versus eight seeds,
Wow.
eight, nine seed in the first round. You've got 5-12, all these different matchups. You have to kind of sometimes, remove yourself from those seeds because it's very easy to get wrapped up to it. Now, of course, seeding does sometimes matter. I believe a lot of the times your national champion is a one seed. So, the way that they kind of figure out those seedings, there is something to it because most of the time, some of the best teams in the country prove themselves as so, and they go on to win the national championship, run through the gauntlet, if you will. But I want to say, don't get hung up on the seeding as much as the net ranking. So net ranking is basically just a way that every single college basketball team is ranked collectively. So my alma mater, Murray State University, is ranked something out of however many teams are in college basketball. Your school that you're attending right now is ranked something out of however many teams. And so the
Probably like pretty low.
you would like to think that the tournament, whenever they announce the bracket, the official bracket includes, it wouldn't it make sense? Oh, top 68 net ranked teams make the tournament. That's not what happens. Actually, I think it's Indiana State University. This is 2024's March Madness NCAA tournament. Indiana State University ranked 29th in the net rankings and didn't make it into the tournament. Didn't make a lot of sense. A lot of people were upset. There was a white guy with goggles on that team that people were excited to watch.
Wow,
His
he could be
nickname,
you.
he could be me. He was a big guy, tall, and his nickname, this is true, Isaac. I know you've probably never heard this, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Not Kareem, cream, like a white cream milk half and half type
Yeah,
thing. But
that's actually hilarious.
net rankings, really, just if you say, okay, what is this team's net ranking? What is this team's net ranking? I like to go by that a lot to try to differentiate between teams that I'm selecting. I feel like it's helpful. And it also is it's kind of a tried and true method of measuring these teams, even though the NCAA tournament committee for some reason doesn't use them as much whenever they're selecting. But enough about my first method. Let's go to your method, Isaac. If you're filling out a bracket, what are you telling people? How are you giving people advice to fill theirs out?
The first thing I'm saying is don't come to AY and 2K because this guy is yapping, capital Y, and you won't get anything done if you're listening to this episode. Like, let's go through the list, and each bullet point is like a 15-minute exposition on a net ranking or whatever. That would be the first thing I do. Is probably avoid the All You
Okay,
Need to Know episode.
but also let's not drive people away from the episode because we still have a lot to get to, and I feel like it can be valuable. So
We have a lot to get to. You better reduce the yappage by about
maybe
80%.
disregard what Isaac said. Maybe I yapped. I'll bring the yapping down. But Isaac, what is your method for picking teams?
You could probably talk to a blind woman, like an oracle.
Okay.
They tend to, they predict things.
So just find somebody that you
An
don't know.
oracle.
Okay, an oracle would
Yeah. Isn't there a lady that predicts natural disasters? Some Russian lady?
yeah,
You can
and
probably go talk to her.
I think dogs can do that too. They kind of just like feel
Yeah.
like a storm's coming.
Punxsutawney Phil. You know what? He's a
Yeah.
good reference.
Okay, so ask Punxsutawney Phil or a
Yeah,
blind woman slash
Punxsutawney.
oracle. Maybe you wouldn't even say maybe leave it up to chance. It seems like you're that type of person where you might say just flip a coin and see what it lands on. 50-50 shot.
Think about it. If I had to, if I couldn't get a reservation with Phil.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's I guess some good advice. Those do seem a little bit more intensive as far as filling out a bracket because you have to do things on the front end. Maybe instead of doing that, like I maybe mentioned, you flip a coin or you go with my next method, which is pay attention to head-to-head competitions, right? So a lot of these teams that are in the NCAA tournament, they've played each other before or they've played other teams that the other teams have played. So whether it's a head-to-head win, a transitive property win, right? UK beat Michigan State. Michigan State lost to blah, blah, blah. Therefore, UK should be better than them. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So that kind of gets into the
No.
weeds. You have to kind of look and study there and spend some extra time. It's not going to be as hard as seeking out a blind oracle or talking to Punxsutawney Phil, but it is a little bit of math, a little bit of studying that you have to do to prepare for something like that. But I think paying attention to head-to-head wins, transitive wins, if you will, those are some good ways to kind of feel out who you should go with in your bracket. Isaac, what do you have? What is another method that you feel good about?
You just did a little research and identify the crime demographics for the city in which they play.
Okay.
The streets make a man hard.
So let's maybe stray away from that. I understand what you're saying. I do feel like that's a little controversial, a little dangerous to say. So
The
how
examining crime demographics?
maybe we go with something a little bit more fun, like picking team colors that you like more, or I don't know, maybe if there's a team in the tournament that makes you laugh, like Morehead State, right? Those, oh, I'm gonna pick that team because they make me laugh. Or, oh, I like the color purple better than I do aqua. I'm gonna go with that team.
It
Maybe,
seems a little juvenile for
right?
a competition where there's money on the line.
And there's a ton of money on the line. So that's a fair point. You are right in saying that and bringing that up, but I think that we should maybe stay away from that first thing, even though, I haven't looked at the numbers. If you were to research that, I don't know if anyone's ever looked at that. And I'm definitely not hearing anyone on ESPN saying, I'm going to go with this university because they should be tougher than the other university. Let's pump the brakes on that. And instead, maybe if you're not going to choose team colors or teams that make you laugh, I also believe there's a tournament or a team in the tournament this year called Longwood. So that's another team. Like, hey, that's funny. I'm going to pick them. But maybe you could go with strength of schedule comparison. So most of the time, you'll be provided
Holy moly.
specifics. You'll be provided specifics whenever you're filling out your bracket. One of
What
those is.
you, I, after a week, by the time the next episode comes out, I want you to send me the performance metrics for this episode compared to an episode on average. And I
Sure
want to see
thing.
what the retention, I want to see what the retention time is for this episode compared to your toast episode,
Right. But
compared to the cheese episode.
we're not telling people who to pick. We're telling people how to pick. So they can go through any of these and it's kind of a la carte, right? Oh, I want to take a little bit of this. I want to take a little bit of that. And so one thing that I'm saying is you look at the strength of schedule, which can sometimes directly correlate to the net rankings. Strength of schedule basically is going to say, hey, this year, Texas played this hard of a schedule versus, I don't know, let's say University of Kentucky, they played this hard of a schedule. So you want to look for teams that are more tried and true, battle tested. Who is built for the moment? Who has played in high intensity games this season that should directly translate to March Madness? Because as we all know, this time of the year is a lot of anxiety, a lot of tension, a lot of pressure. Everything is resting on the shoulders of kids that are mostly younger than 21, 22 years old. So that is one thing. Hey, have they been here before? Have they played tough teams this year? That's a good thing to look for and maybe push those teams farther on in the tournament. But I'll throw it back over to you. I know you've got a good one here. So Isaac, what's your next method that you would try out?
Email AYN2K and just have Quinn do it for you, since he's obviously invested this much in March Madness and is
No, I don't think
giving
that's a
us
good
the
idea.
details.
I don't think that's a
Well,
good
then you could
idea.
email AYN2K and have DJ Pig fill it out for you,
I don't
because
think
I
you'll
know
hear
that he's
back.
not busy at all. Well,
Yeah.
you could email AYN2K and have Thad Buchanan fill it out for you, because when he's not playing golf, he's not doing anything else. That is his job. So he's got plenty of time, and I think it's a good opportunity for him to fill out your bracket for you.
How about you do something fun? Kind of a leave it up to chance thing. Maybe you put two pieces of paper or two treats in front of your dog and see which one they go to, and that's how you pick. Oh, left treat is Gonzaga, right treat is San Diego State. Like maybe that's how you pick, or maybe even ask, if your nanny, your grandma isn't doing much. Hey, granny, you mind filling this out, sending it back to me? I just want to see what you come up with, and then submitting that to the $1 million bracket challenge. And if it wins, you don't tell granny a damn thing. That's one way that you could do it, right?
I guess. I mean, I feel like every time I say something, you just, I feel like you're harshing my vibe.
Well, it's not that your ideas are bad. It's just that they're not very good, if that makes sense. There's a certain level that we're looking for here. Especially the last one, I'm hoping that you'll go with the one that may or may not be on the outline that we had talked about earlier today. But
You see that? He's admitting to the script. And you know
the
what?
next
Just for you,
one,
I'll obey the script this
okay,
one time.
the next one that we have for me is to just go with your gut. Now, there's no science behind going with your gut, but Isaac, you've been in situations before, I'm sure, where you've gone with your gut, right?
Sometimes. Sometimes I do it when I play the daily Wordle.
And you just have a gut feeling. Something comes from your gut, which doesn't make sense because there's no sort of neuron activity going on in your gut. But for some reason, people say that. And you just kind of listen sometimes to things that you feel like are being placed within your mind, placed it on your heart. And so that's what I'm saying here is if you get a tough selection, if you've got, an Elite Eight, Sweet 16 matchup that you're not sure about, there's that one team that you know you have a good feeling about. Go with your gut. And never second guess yourself. Never pick a team and then go back and change it because that never is going to work better than just going with your gut. Isaac,
Exactly.
what's your last method here
Sure. Let
that
me let
we
me
can
check
roll
real
out?
quick. Let me check what it is.
It doesn't have to
I gotta
be
scroll up. Hold on, I gotta scroll up.
read
All right,
off of the script.
I've got the last. I've got my last. It's completely original. I came up with this idea. You examine the team mascots and pitting them each against each other in a fight, who would win? And that's how you make your decision on who would win the ball game, is which mascot would win in a battle to the death.
Right.
Much like the AYN 2K food mascot, wrestling match, fight match, whatever that, however you called it.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we did with our bracket challenge that we did way back when. And I think that that's a fun way to do it, right? You say, okay, we've got this team's mascot. If they had to fight this other team's mascot, who would win? And whoever wins would move on. And because you don't have a lot of experience in bracket making, Isaac, I would honestly like to go through and see if you can do this method because, like you said, it is original. It is one that you thought of. So let's roll through very quickly. We won't take too much time, but if you have any follow-up questions, let me know. We're going to go through the 2024 March Madness bracket and we're going to get it all the way down from 64 or 68 teams to one national champion based on who you think would win in a fight. So, starting
Everybody
off,
buckle in. If you weren't interested yet, it's not going to get better. So
it's
now's the
getting
time.
spicy. Now, this is where it gets hot and spicy. People are interested to know, oh, what is Isaac going to say? He doesn't know a lot about these teams, but he knows, or we hope he knows a lot about animals and general
You're
information.
taking
So,
advantage of my ignorance, is what it
don't,
is.
we're not, we're throwing seeds out. These are just matchups based on who would win in a fight with their mascots. First up, Isaac, you've got the Yukon Huskies against the Stetson Hatters. Don't know what a hatter is, but what's your gut
Sure.
say?
Well, a hatter is somebody that makes hats, and Stetson is a brand of hat. So the
Okay.
Stetson Hatters seems not at all like a basketball team. A Stetson Hatter is probably a real person's job. I'll go with that. That seems more real than a basketball game.
Okay, so you are taking a 16 seed over one, but like I said, we're not talking about seeding here. Next up, we've got the FAU Owls versus the Northwestern Wildcats. So you're thinking Wildcat versus Owl. Who has the upper hand?
Man, an owl has hollow bones,
Sure.
but a wildcat, they have short tails, so it's hard to say. I'd probably go with the owl. The owl's gonna outsurvive the wildcat.
Next up, San Diego Aztecs, the UAB Dragons.
Wow, so you're telling me a South American native versus a mythical reptile? I think it's a
Pretty
pretty
exciting.
easy one. I think it's a pretty easy one. You have to go with the dragons on that one.
Okay, dragons move ahead. Auburn Tigers.
Dragging these nuts across your March Madness
Sure.
bracket.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Auburn Tigers versus the Yale Bulldogs.
Wow, now that's an actual matchup. Yale, huh? They're not really known for anything
Yeah,
athletic. It's a mostly academic school.
out of the Ivy League, but just thinking of a bulldog facing off against a tiger.
Oh, you're wanting me to stick to the bit about the mascots.
Oh yeah, that's what we're doing here.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was just reading the room as it stood. Well, it has to be Tiger then, if that's the
Okay,
case,
tiger moves
versus the
forward.
Bulldog.
Next, you have the BYU, I believe it's the Cougars versus the Duquesne Dukes. I don't know what a Duke is. Not
It's a
Duke
position of
University.
royalty.
Okay.
A duke is a position of royalty, and if it's a cougar versus a duke, really, and we didn't really specify extenuating factors as far as weapons and whatnot. I
The
think
Duke
we can
could
go
have
with
armor. The Duke could have some
the
sort
Duke
of
is
weapon.
wearing plate armor and a long sword. We'll go with the Duke.
The Illinois Fighting Illini versus
It's whatever the other one is.
the Moorhead State Eagles.
Yeah.
All
I'm not
right.
a, I mean, Illinois's got great soil, and that's,
They
it's got
do.
that going for it.
It has great soil. It should be called the Illinois Fighting Good Soil, is what I would go with. But Washington State Cougars, we got some more Cougars versus the
Multiple
Drake
cougars.
Bulldogs. We've got more Bulldogs in the tournament.
So we've
Cougar.
seen a cougar and a bulldog already?
I believe we
We've
had
seen both a
Cougars,
cougar and a bulldog.
not a direct, head-to-head matchup, but they have appeared as other mascots, yes. But
What are the states? What are the
Washington
states?
State Cougar Drake is somewhere in the Midwest because they're a part of the Missouri Valley Conference.
Jeez. And you know what? Those fellows fed on corn. They tend to be a little husky. I think we'll go with the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs move forward. Iowa State Cyclones versus the South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
So we've got a real tornado versus a small mammal.
Yep.
You know, the jackrabbit moves fast. And I saw one stand up. He's like 2.5 or 3 feet tall. They're massive. Give this one to the under jackrabbit.
Wow. Jackrabbits move forward. All right, moving on. That was the East region. We're moving to the West region. You've got the North Carolina Tar Heels versus either the Howard Bison or the Wagner Seahawks. They have to play each other for a chance to play the Tar Heels. So it could be either one of those, but again, this is a one seed versus a 16 seed. Not a lot of
I
upsets
hate
here.
to do a quick pause. I don't want to get too off track, but you said we're moving into the West. You just, but prior to this, said a Washington State team. I'm a little confused.
It doesn't do geographically. All these teams can be sent anywhere, but they are divided up into east-west base regions type things like that.
We've got the
So,
Tar Heels.
yes.
I'm assuming that's an animal I'm not sure about versus the Bulls.
Let's just say Tar Heels and move forward. How about that?
That works too, I guess.
Mississippi State Bulldogs, some more Bulldogs versus the Michigan
I'm tired
State.
of Bulldogs.
A lot of Bulldogs in the tournament versus the Michigan State Spartans.
Give it to the Spartan. I don't want to hear about any more Bulldogs.
Okay. St. Mary's Gaels. The St. Mary Gaels, so just Irish people, versus the Grand Canyon Antelopes.
Gales like a gust of wind. And
Could
if you put
be,
an antelope on the
or an
side of
Irish
the on the side
person.
of the Sure. If you put antelope on the side of the Grand Canyon with a gale, I think the antelope goes. Give it to
And
the gale.
that's either strong wind or Irish person, right?
Irish people also probably would be forced off of the cliff from the
Now,
gale.
I want to be clear. Next one is the Alabama Crimson Tide. Their mascot is an elephant. So you can kind of go however which way you want with that. They're facing off against the Charleston Cougars.
How many repeat animals are on this bracket?
It's not me. This is just all the teams that have named, their mascot. They've chosen these
Give
same
me
animals.
a elephant. Once you get to three repeats of an animal, you're out.
The Clemson Tigers. This is a good one. Clemson Tigers
It's
facing
the
off
third tiger.
against the New Mexico Lobos, which is just a wolf, but still different.
A tiger versus a wolf? Everyone knows a dog is a man. A man's best friend.
So you're
Go
going with New
for
Mexico. Baylor Bears versus the Colgate Raiders.
Colgate Raiders
Yes.
toothpaste. Give them the toothpaste.
Okay, toothpaste upset. Dayton Flyers versus the Nevada Wolf Pack. So not just one wolf, a pack of them, versus Flyers. Not really sure what a flyer might be.
Jeez. You know what? I think to myself the moment you said it, a flying fish, because you put animals in my mind. I'd love to see a fish fly. Go with the fish.
Okay, even though that's probably not their mascot. Arizona, you've got the Wildcats versus the Long Beach State Sharks.
Cat versus a shark. I'd love to see a shark fight a cat on land. Give it to the Wildcats and don't ask me about the shark.
Okay, moving into the South region. Let's go rapid fire in the South region, okay? You go with your gut, tell me what it
Are you
is.
supposed to do this after me?
Huh? No, just you. This is
Is
just
there
you
anything
filling out
else
the
planned
entire
for this
bracket.
episode?
No, this is the last part. But I'm going to say we go rapid fire through the South region, okay? Houston
All right.
Cougars versus the Longwood Lancers, which is just a horse.
Get the cougar out of here.
Okay,
Lancers.
another 16 upset. You've got the Nebraska Cornhuskers versus the Texas A&M Aggies.
Ooh, I don't know what an Aggie is. Cornhusker. That's
Okay,
great.
Cornhuskers. Wisconsin, it's the Badgers versus the James Madison Dukes, which is a dog.
I love a badger, and I like Wisconsin.
The Duke Blue Devils versus the Vermont Catamounts, which I believe is just a wildcat of some sort.
Stop with the Wildcats. Stop. What is a Blue Devil anyway?
Well, I do believe a blue devil has what is it?
It's a
The
bird.
no, it's actually a devil, and he has what is the thing that a devil has usually? It's a
Trident.
trident. Yeah. So the Duke Blue Devil, I think, has a weapon here. If we're moving forward with that, you want to go Duke?
Yeah.
All right. Next up, the Texas Tech Raiders versus the NC State Wolfpack. Another
A
Wolfpack.
Raider, a big Viking fan.
The Kentucky Wildcats versus the Oakland Golden Grizzlies.
I'm so tired of hearing about cats that I will throw up if I hear another one.
So you're going Oakland Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Florida Gators versus either the Boise State Broncos or the Colorado Rams.
The Rams. Now I love a good Ram.
Okay. The
Big horn.
Marquette Golden Eagles versus the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
On top of a hill?
Yep. And it's a big
Very
red
defensive.
blob. I'm sure you've seen
Yeah.
the Hilltopper mascot.
Sure. I'll happily take the top of a hill.
Okay. Wow, another big upset. And now we're moving into the Midwest region. We've got the Purdue Boilermakers versus either the Montana State Bobcats or the Grambling Tigers.
If you gave me two cats, I'm not going with the cat. I'll do the
You're going
boil
Purdue.
makers.
All right, Utah State Aggies, which their mascot is actually a bull, versus the TCU Horned Frogs.
A horned frog?
That's right.
Give me the frog. I love a frog.
Gonzaga Bulldogs versus the McNeese.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga Bulldogs versus the McNeese Cowboys.
Cowboys, please.
Okay. Kansas Jayhawks versus the Samford Bulldogs.
Wow, imagine that. It's another bulldog. Bird me.
South Carolina Gamecocks versus the Oregon Ducks. So two different birds fighting there.
That's a hard one. What was the first one? A
The
what?
Gamecocks. It's like
They're
a.
built for the game.
That's right. You're going to South Carolina. The
Yeah.
Creighton Blue Jays versus the Akron Zips, which is a kangaroo. That's their mascot.
Akron, Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
They're not winning anything. Give it
Creighton
to
it
the other
is.
one.
Texas Longhorns versus either the Virginia Cavaliers or the Colorado State Rams. Yeah, go ahead.
I already picked the Rams, so this time I'll go for the Texas cow.
And then to finish out the round of 64, we've got the Tennessee Volunteers versus the St. Peter's Peacocks.
That's a hard one. Let me get a volunteer. What are they
All right.
volunteering for?
It's just the volunteer state. All right, so now we're moving into the round of 32. Isaac, congrats. You've made it all your way
Oh,
through.
I thought that was it. No wonder we were
Now
going fast.
we have to keep going. So now you've got
I don't
the
like this game.
Stetson Hats or the
Hatters.
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 Okay.
Give me the
They're over the
Hatters.
FAU Owls. You've got the UAB Dragons versus the Auburn Tigers.
Give me the dragon. Dragon these nuts across your March Madness
Okay.
bracket.
The Duquesne Dukes versus the Morehead State Eagles.
I'll take a Duke again. Very
The
strong.
Duke. Drake Bulldogs versus the South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
Yeah, Jackrabbit for sure.
Okay. North
Oh.
Carolina Tar Heels versus the Michigan State Spartans.
Get the Tar Heels out of here. I didn't even pick that one. You pick that one.
St. Mary's, I believe that was the, was that the Gales? Yes. Versus
So.
the Alabama Crimson Tide. That's a good matchup.
Love Irish people. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. St. Mary's it is. New Mexico Lobos versus the Colgate toothpaste.
I love the Colgate toothpaste. Give
All
me
right.
more of that.
It's not their actual mascot, but it would be great if it was. Dayton Flyers versus the Arizona Wildcats.
Flyers.
Longwood, those are horses. The Lancers versus the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
I'll take the Cornhuskers. I can't bear to hear you say Longwood again.
Wisconsin Badgers versus the Duke Blue Devils. Now remember, Badgers are feisty, but the Duke Blue Devils does have a trident.
I don't like that he's blue. I would like to go for the Badgers.
Badgers it is. Texas Tech Raiders versus the Oakland Golden Grizzlies.
Jeez. Texas Tech. I don't like Oakland.
Boise State Colorado versus Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. Now, the Boise State Broncos, this is one where that could be either team. They haven't locked in a spot yet.
Take the Ram.
Okay, moving forward with that, the Purdue Boilermakers versus the TCU.
The Boilermakers is just great. I love that.
The
Keep
McNeese Cowboys versus the Kansas Jayhawks.
Cowboy me.
South Carolina Gamecocks.
I'm putting together a team.
Creighton Blue Jays. Another bird matchup.
You know what? Switch it over to the Blue Jays this time.
Okay. And the Longhorns of Texas versus the Volunteers of Tennessee.
I volunteer.
All right. Congrats, Isaac. You're in the Sweet 16. Here we go. The Stetson Hatters versus the UAB Dragons.
I will always take the Hatter over a Dragon.
What a run by the 16-seed Stetson Hatters. It's the Duquesne Dukes versus the South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
And you know what? Get the Dukes out of here, too. Your offer doesn't hold up.
A 16-15 matchup in the next round because of that selection. Michigan State Spartans, St. Mary Gales.
Irish going. We have a minute and a half left.
Colgate Toothpaste versus the Dayton Flyers. It's not their mascot, but...
I'll take the toothpaste. Keep in the toothpaste,
Oh,
please.
My goodness. Nebraska Cornhuskers, Wisconsin Badgers. That's a tough one.
Oh, I have to go with Badgers. They eat the corn, of course.
Texas Tech Raiders versus the Boise State Broncos or Colorado Rams, I believe.
This is absurd. Ram me.
Okay. Purdue Boilermakers, the McNeese Cowboys. Or McNeese.
Boilermakers are out. Cowboys are in.
Creighton Blue Jays, Tennessee Volunteers.
You know what? Give me the bird over the people on this
one. All right. We're in the Elite Eight. Stetson Hatter, South Dakota State, Jackrabbits.
Pat me.
St. Mary's Gales, Colgate Toothpaste.
I am taking toothpaste over Irish people.
Wisconsin Badgers, Boise State, Colorado.
The Badgers.
McNeese Cowboys, Creighton Blue Jays.
Cowboy me.
All right, final four. Stetson Hatters, Colgate.
I'm taking the hat every time.
Wisconsin Badgers, McNeese Cowboys.
I go for the Cowboy.
All right, your national champion, the Stetson Hatters or the McNeese Cowboys?
What's a cowboy without his hat? The Hatters win every time.
A 16 seed wins the national championship for the very first time. You heard it here first. And a buzzer beater at All You Need to Know. This has been All You Need to Know. My name is Quinn Eaton.
Magic Bear.
And you guys take it easy.
This has been All You Need to Know. If you have a topic you would like to hear about, message us on Twitter or Facebook or send us an email at allyouneed2know00@gmail.com. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And tune in every Wednesday because here at AYN2K, we've got you covered.